Welcome back to another episode of the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast. I hope you tuned in to episode number 124 with Shayna and Vanessa from the Financial Coaching for Women podcast. It was so good. They truly are your budget besties. And that conversation inspired me to think more about how time and money and how we manage both are so similar. So today we're talking about some of the principles around budgeting money and applying that to the concept of budgeting your time. Folks, I spent over 40 years stuck in patterns of people-pleasing, approval-seeking, and perfectionism, trying to find fulfillment the world's way. It wasn't until I experienced the transformational power of the Holy Spirit through Christian life coaching that my way of being was completely changed. What I couldn't do on my own in over 40 years, God did in just a few months. He often works best through other people in our lives. If God is laying it on your heart to try a different way and you don't know where to start, you can keep struggling on your own, or you can invest in yourself and partner with a Christian life coach. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that it changed the trajectory of my life. If my story resonates with you, I would be honored to partner with you in your own journey. Go to gracefilledleader.com to learn more. That's Grace, G-R-A-C-E, filled, F-I-L-L-E-D, leader.com. Welcome to the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast. Do you want better work-life balance? Do you get stuck in patterns of perfectionism and people-pleasing? Have you always been an overachiever but never really felt good enough, no matter how much outward success you achieve? Do you want more time for the things that matter most? Well, you are in the right place. Here on the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast, we focus on spirit-driven success and share the secrets to having better work-life balance as a busy woman in leadership. Here you will learn how to set boundaries like a boss, find peace of mind, and reclaim your time for the things that matter most. Hi, I'm Tanya, a wife, mom, leader, and certified Christian life coach. For most of my life, I tried to find worthiness through achievement. I spent decades people-pleasing and pouring myself into my work. I was looking for my value through the approval of others. This led me to feel burned out, empty, and exhausted. I had no time or energy for myself or my family. I realized that I was wasting time and energy looking for validation in all the wrong places. But my life changed when I finally surrendered and God showed me a different way. It is my mission to help you start living the abundant life God has for you. If you're ready to become fueled by grace and find freedom from people-pleasing, if you're ready to multiply your time and impact as a Christian woman in leadership, this podcast is for you. Roll up your sleeves, sister friends. It's time to get after it. Okay, so I get really nerdy sometimes when it comes to balancing my checkbook, and I'm getting just about as nerdy with balancing my schedule. If you think about the two resources that tend to drive our everyday lives, what are they? Time and money. I would argue that time is ultimately the most valuable as it's a finite and non-renewable resource. There is no mechanism by which we can make a day any longer than 24 hours, no matter how hard we try. We truly have to learn within our means when it comes to time, just like we do with money. But there are always ways to make more money. It's just whether or not we're willing and able to do it. But that's beside the point. Today, I want to talk about the parallel of time and money and how the key to balancing both is to first start with building an awareness or auditing what you have and how you use it. We already talked last month about the first step to my balance coaching framework, starting with the B in balance, which stands for belief. You have to believe that the life you want is possible, and you have to deal with the beliefs that are holding you back from where you want to be. Well, this month, I want to take some time to talk about the next step in my balance coaching framework, which is the letter A in balanced, and the A stands for assessing or auditing. We need to assess what we have for resources, how we're spending it now, and where we want or need to be spending it going forward. Let's use the money analogy that Shana and Vanessa talked about as a first step to budgeting. The first place to start is to get it all out on paper. Your income, your debt, your bills, and your spending. Now, to do the bills and the spending part, you really need to audit where you're currently spending your money. And it's best to do that for 60 or 90 days if you can. Similarly, with time, the best place to start is to audit your time. Now, this can be a little tedious and does take a little extra time and intention up front, just like when you start budgeting. But it's important to get it out on paper. There are a couple of ways that I teach people how to audit their time. There's the standard time audit, in which you literally track your time when you wake up, from the time when you wake up, what you're doing from the time you wake up to when you go to sleep. And it's best if you can get at least a good week's worth of data. And the key is to be honest and detailed if you truly want the truest picture. And no judgment here, it is just data, so keep that in mind. I actually have a free template on my website that you can use to audit your time using this method. If you go to gracefilledleader.com, click on freebies, and you can scroll down and find the link to the time audit tool. And there are instructions on the spreadsheet as to how to do it. And then you can also find the link to that freebie in the show notes. So either place, the website or the show notes. Now, because I coach women who are typically overwhelmed, over-functioning, anxious, and they already feel like they have no time, sometimes this method can feel a bit daunting to start, and they may not want to start or they procrastinated. So if that's the case, and if you just can't bring yourself to document every bit of time, which I still believe truly is the best method eventually, a good place to start is to sit down and create a list of everything you're responsible for or have committed to that falls outside your normal workday. So not necessarily every half hour time block, but just truly listing out all of your kind of activities outside of work. And I say outside of work because it can really be helpful to separate the outside of work activities from your work activities, though an audit of both is important, especially if you find yourself routinely staying late at work or having difficulty getting everything done in a normal workday. So starting first with the non-work related stuff, sit down and just list out all of the extracurricular duties or activities you are doing and how much of a time commitment they are each day, week, or month. And again, don't start analyzing it beyond just getting it down on paper. Now I want you to list out each day of the week and write down how many awake hours you have outside of work, and make sure you figure in your drive time to and from work when you're subtracting out your work hours. This time that you are listing out is like the income strategy when it comes to budgeting. Not the income strategy, sorry, the income category when it comes to budgeting. So income is like the money that you have coming in. So with time, it's the money you have available to you outside of work to deal with. The responsibilities and the activities are like the bills and the spending categories on a budget. They are the things that you have to spend the time on. Now let's talk about the savings category. Just like with our money, many of us make a decent income, but we seem to spend everything that comes in and have nothing left to save for bigger things that we want to do or have. The same is true with our time. If we are not intentional about budgeting our time, there are really important things that we would like to be doing that we never or rarely make time for. So the equivalent of the savings category on a finance budget is going to be our list of things that are really important to us and we want to make time for, but we tend to, quote, run out of time and we don't consistently make time for it. This might be date night with your spouse, family time, workout time, rest time, play time. So you want to make a separate list of those things and how much time in your ideal week you would like to spend on those activities. So for today's episode, we're going to just focus on your personal time away from work, like I said. And that was probably overwhelming enough. Even though it isn't a very long episode, let's just review the tasks that we've associated with assessing or auditing your time. So number one, you can either use my time audit template and take inventory of how you're spending your waking hours, or make a list of your commitments and responsibilities outside of work. So this is, remember, kind of your bills and your spending categories. Number two, if you're doing the list method, next to each item, make note of how much time it requires of you each day or week or month, and be realistic. Err on the side of more time than less, as we usually underestimate the time required. Next, for each day of the week, write down how many personal awake hours you have before, after, or outside of work. Again, be realistic and be sure you account for commute time when it comes to considering your work hours. Finally, make a list of the things that you want to make the list but often do not. And next to each of them, write how much time you would like to spend if you could. So we have the auditing of the spending of your time. We have the listing out or the calculating of how much time that costs you. We have the available time outside of work, which is kind of like our income category of time. And then we have our savings category, or the things you want to be able to do with your time that you're currently struggling to make the time for. So I'm going to leave you hanging a little. And while we will continue this conversation, we'll actually probably talk more about this in the coming week, about what to do with these lists. For now, I just want you to focus on gathering the data. You will already start to probably build some awareness, but try not to cast judgment on yourself as you start to make these lists and categories. Just record the data. And don't feel like you have to sit down and do this all at once. Take the week to do it. Keep the notebook handy and just add to it as you notice or think of things. The key to this is just really starting to build awareness. So there you are. My takeaway action step for you today is get it out on paper. Using money terms, you're going to get out the income, spending, and saving. In other words, the time available to you, the time you spend, and the time you desire to spend. The goal here is twofold. We want to get things out of your brain and onto paper where we can actually work with it. Also, just be curious and aware as you gather this data. What do you see? Do you see any patterns? Do you have any insights? Wow, I had no idea how much I'm doing or trying to do. Perhaps it will shed a little light on where there's room to show yourself some grace. I would love to know. If you aren't already, I would love for you to join our free Facebook community and share any insights or questions or even frustrations as you do your time audit. You can go to gracefilledleader.com/community or just click on the link in the show notes. And if you know someone who could benefit from this episode or the show or the community, please do me the honor of sharing and leaving a review of the show. Every review that you leave helps improve the odds of other listeners who need to hear this finding the show. So that's all I have for you today, my lovelies. So tune in next week as we talk about what to do with your lists. And as always, I pray the Lord fills you with gratitude, peace, and His amazing grace. I pray this episode blessed you, spoke to you, or encouraged you in some way. If so, please share it with a friend and head on over to Apple Podcasts to leave me a review. That's the only way for me to know if you're enjoying the show. Nothing blesses me more than to hear from you. Also, come on over to our free Facebook community. This is a great place for us to support one another on our faith and leadership journeys. You can find the link to the group in the show notes or go to gracefilledleader.com/community. If you have questions or content ideas for the show, please send me a message on SpeakPipe or via email. Go to gracefilledleader.com/contact and leave a written or voice recorded message. I would love to know how I can best serve you on the podcast. Now to Him who can do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Ephesians 3:20. Until next time, my friends, God bless.